Calling all seniors, it's never too late to be a teenager. Puzzles, recipes, birthdays, memories, and much more are found in the Teenager newspaper. Teenager News is published for senior citizens as an outreach ministry of Catholic Charities. Subscribe for free by calling 312-655-7425. That's 312-655-7425. Or email teenager@catholiccharities.net. That's teenager with a K, teenager@catholiccharities.net.
Ever think of donating your car? You can donate a car that you no longer need to Catholic Charities. The donation will help needy people throughout Cook and Lake Counties. Donating your car is easy. Call us at 877-786-GIVE from anywhere in the country. That's 877-786-4483. Pickup is free. We do the paperwork and you get a tax deduction. Catholic Charities accepts cars, trucks, vans, motorcycles, or boats in almost any condition. No need to pay hefty repair bills. Avoid the hassle of selling. Calls taken 7 days a week at 877-786-GIVE. That's 877-786-4483. Or go online to catholiccharities.net.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection. There are 44 Archdiocese of Chicago Catholic cemeteries willing to help you in your time of loss. Call 708-449-6100 or visit catholiccemeterieschicago.org. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
You're listening to Relevant Radio, 950 AM, 930 AM, and 1270 AM. Talk radio for Catholic life. Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that touch our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 a.m., 930 a.m., and 1270 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Marriage and Family Matters, the radio show of the Marriage and Family Ministries Office of the Archdiocese of Chicago. I'm Frank Hannigan, and I'm here with Kim Haggerty today, and we're turning the tables on one of your favorite Relevant Radio hosts, Father Greg Sakowicz.
Father Greg has been a radio host on Relevant Radio in Chicago for many years, and you also may know him from TV, where he hosts Sanctuary four times a year on ABC 7. And Father Greg's interviewed many, many people. And now he's been named pastor of Holy Name Cathedral. And we thought, Father Greg, that it's time to interview you.
Well, it's great to be with both of you, Kim and Frank. And this is kind of turning the tables because normally I sit where Frank is sitting to be the interviewer.
Absolutely.
The interviewee. And it's great to be with both of you. So thank you. I'm very honored and humbled to be a guest this morning.
Well, it's been a long journey. You've been, I think, first met in college many years ago.
I want to share a story. Kim, you're going to love this. Frank was at Quigley South.
South, correct.
And I was Notre Dame and Niles class of 71. So we're both high school grads of 71. Did not know Frank in high school. We met in early September of 71 at the college seminary. And Frank played sports. I played sports. A lot of guys in my class. We're the last class of 100 at Niles
class.
College. Big class. And you may not remember the story, but we were playing football, tackle football, in the fall of 71. A lot of football we played.
Oh, yes.
And remember our classmate, you remember him well, Stan Rottai.
Oh, absolutely.
I was playing. We were playing this great football game going on a Saturday or a Friday, whatever day it was, and like nine guys on each side and, you know, hitting like crazy. I was outside linebacker. Stan was like defensive left end. And Stan is a big boy. He was like about 260, and he could hit hard. So I remember you ran on the other side. You ran a sweep on our side, and I had you by a leg, and Stan comes flying over, gets you by the other leg. We both kind of pick you up, and I remember Stan saying to me real loud, with holding you, each with one leg, saying, "Greg, make a wish." And to break you in half.
No wonder my hips hurt even to this day.
But you
probably had to do with
Kim,
that.
Frank, a great football player, great basketball player, great baseball player, one of the best athletes in the class. But, you know, Frank, those were great memories for many years ago. God has been good.
Absolutely. And to have you on the radio show with us is a joy for us and a pleasure.
Thank you.
And, you know, we'd like to talk, besides the college and going back, which is, you know, wonderful memories, tell us a little bit, you know, how you first started even thinking about the priesthood. You've been a priest now, Father Greg, for how many years?
It'll be in May 9th, 37 years.
37 years. Well, God bless.
Class of 79.
All the ministry that you've done. But where did it all begin?
People have asked me that often. I actually first thought of priesthood back in first grade at Mary Seat of Wisdom in Park Ridge. And a Father Hugh O'Brien, who was then called the assistant pastor in those days, mm-hmm. Father Delling was the pastor at Mary Seat of Wisdom, but this is back in the 50s. But Father O'Brien would come into our first grade classroom and make the kids laugh. He'd have us laughing hysterically around the ground. Sister Mary Joella, the nun, was going crazy because he's getting us all wild and revved up.
Just what she needs, huh?
Just what she needs. And there were 54 kids in my class.
Oh, my gosh.
In the first grade classroom at Mary Seat of Wisdom. And I remember one day he was having us laughing. I'm on the ground rolling with laughter. And I remember looking at him and saying, I would like to be like him one day.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Just, I looked at him, and he was a wonderful priest, a dry sense of humor, died some years ago. I just always remember looking at him and saying, I'd like to be like him one day, and a priest. So all through grammar school, I actually had priesthood in the forefront of my mind. Mm-hmm. Upon eighth grade, kind of put priesthood in the back burner, went from Mary Seat of Wisdom to Notre Dame High School in Niles, class of 71, as I mentioned. Mm-hmm. And all through freshman, sophomore, and junior at Notre Dame, I had one goal. I was focused on being a radio and television sportscaster. That's
wow.
All I wanted to do was to be a sportscaster, because with my father, with many years at WGN Radio and TV,
right.
I saw myself upon graduating from Notre Dame, and I had one goal, to be accepted to Northwestern University in radio and television, and then pursue a career in not only broadcasting, but sportscasting. In October of my senior year, thanks to Father Brinker, in those days I was accepted as a senior at Notre Dame on early admission into Northwestern, the first guy in my class to get accepted on early admission because I had declared a major radio and TV. And I get the letter, and instead of being ecstatic, my goal, my hope, my dream to go into broadcasting through Northwestern, I'm not happy. Something's wrong. And I thought, what is wrong?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a Father Chuck Lavely at Notre Dame High School, wonderful priest, a Holy Cross priest. I went to visit him and said, you know, Father Lavely, I've just been accepted into Northwestern. I have until November 1st to declare going to Northwestern. Plus, you're giving me scholarship money
sure.
on top of it. And I said, and I'm not happy, and this is all I ever wanted to do. He looked at me and said, and we talked for a little bit, he said, did you ever think about priesthood? And I said, Father Lavely, many years ago in grammar school, I did and thought about it seriously. And he said to me, do you think the Lord might be calling you to priesthood? And I remember saying to him, why doesn't the Lord call somebody else? And make a long story short, I called Northwestern to say thank you, but no thank you. I turned down the scholarship and entered the seminary, Niles College, class of then 75. That's where mm-hmm. I met Frank.
Right.
And the rest is history.
Boy, that's amazing. So you had some pretty influential priests in your life, even early, from wanting to be like the priest who just made you laugh and enjoy yourself and you learn from him, and then you know a wise priest in high school to help guide
but
you.
But even a bigger factor, Frank, my parents, but especially
sure.
my mother. If someone had asked me who's been the single best influence beside great parishes and great Catholic education, especially my mother. My mother, a very devout Catholic, religious woman, best mother in the whole world. And yet she never pushed priesthood on me, mm-hmm. saying, oh, Greg, you will one day be a priest and you have to be a priest. I would just watch my mother, loving, caring, always there for us kids. And I once asked my mother, I said, Mom, what's your definition of mothering? And she said, a willingness to be inconvenienced.
Boy, that's amazing. Well, we're going to have to take a break right now, but we'll be back in just a moment or two with Father Greg Sackwich. You're learning a little bit more about Father Greg sitting on the other side of the table this morning.
All right.
right, everybody, let's pray the rosary.
Don't forget to say grace.
We have to do what God wants us to do.
My mom laid the foundations for me to discover God.
How does this bring you closer to God?
The path to holiness is in doing God's will.
If you are called to be a priest, that's how you will be fulfilled.
My mom helped me get through difficulties in my discernment.
Think of the big picture.
Keep things in perspective.
Are you praying?
My mom played a huge role in my journey to the priesthood.
She still does.
Our moms nurture our vocations.
Without my mom being who she is, there's no chance I'd have entered the seminary.
My mom says she had a feeling I would be a priest.
To hear the call of God, we need to be in a position to hear it.
Hearing God starts at home, with the family.
Thank you, Mom.
I would not be at the seminary if it wasn't for you.
Our seminarians were encouraged by their parents to discover God's call in their lives. Do you encourage your son? St. Joseph College Seminary, the best place to discern. For more information, visit cometojoseph.org.
This is Kim Haggerty, and I'm back with Frank Hannigan on Marriage and Family Matters. And today we're talking with Father Greg Sackowitz about Father Greg Sackowitz. So right before the break, we were starting to talk about media. And how did you end up being able to incorporate media into your ministry?
That's a great question, Kim. And that is the fact that my father was a broadcaster on WGN radio and TV for many years. Even as a newly ordained priest, I was presiding at the Mass for Shut-ins on WGN Channel 9. And I had early years, I had a radio program on Q101 called The Journey Inward, mm-hmm. where I would spin the top records of the day on Q101 on a Sunday morning. We taped it a few days ahead of time. And so I think because of my dad with radio and television, WGN, I always had a love for media. But an interesting story, and that is Father Bill Clark from Mary Seat of Wisdom, my home parish, said, Greg, don't go to the seminary if you think you one day will be doing radio and TV. You have to know that if you become a priest, you may never be behind a microphone for radio and television. And are you able to be a priest and never do radio and TV? When I was able to say yes to that, then I was able to enter Mundelein Seminary. But wise words from a Father Bill Clark from Mary Seat of Wisdom. But I've been very blessed to do radio and television for the Archdiocese, of course, Sanctuary, Relevant Radio. And it's just one way of reaching out to the people of God beyond the parish. And also Father George Kane, a wonderful priest from my first assignment, Church of the Holy Spirit, once said, if you are able to find a little extra time, it's something good. Sometimes it's good to do something beyond the parish to the wider diocese. Don't take the time too much away from the parish, but then what you do is you then bring it back to the parish.
Okay, so let's talk for a moment or two. You brought up parishes. What parishes have you been involved in as an associate? I don't know if you've been a resident, but over these almost 39 or 37 years.
First assignment would have been in 78, 79 as a deacon at St. Catherine of Siena, St. Lucie in Oak Park with Father John Carolyn, a 1 year as a deacon, May of 79 ordained, sent to the Church of the Holy Spirit in Schaumburg, with George Kane, with who was the pastor. Holy Spirit opened up in 72. I arrived in 79. There was still a lot of farms out there in Schaumburg. And George Kane really was a priest who so mentored me, and he would always say to me, people come first, the law comes second. Love people, serve people. And he had a great regard for the doctrine and the law. We'd say, love people. And he said, it's not about you, it's about serving the people of God. So I would watch George in action. So from Holy Spirit, I then was recruited by Father Bob McLaughlin to go to Niles College Seminary of Loyola, back now on the faculty, not Frank as a seminarian with you, but now on the faculty doing vocation work. I was a vocation director, director of admissions, taught theology, communications, also a priest for seminarians. Did that for 7 years. Went to St. Mary of the Woods as an associate pastor with Father Leo Mann as the pastor of in 92, but in 97, Father Leo retired. I stepped in as pastor for 13 years, for a total of 18 years at St. Mary of the Woods in Edgebrook, and in 2010 left St. Mary of the Woods to become pastor at St. Mary's in Evanston, had been there now for 6 years, and thought I would retire there, spend a couple of terms, become pastor emeritus. But between the Lord and the Archbishop, I'm now going to Holy Name Cathedral as of July 1. And Father Monsignor Dan Mayle has been phenomenal in assisting me and answering questions. I begin the term as rector at the cathedral July 1. That's been the journey.
Well, that's, I think that's just amazing, and I just love the advice you got from your pastor to love people.
Yeah.
And things are really coming around again in the church. It sounds like exactly something like something that Pope Francis would be saying.
Absolutely.
Now, too. The law comes second, love people first.
People come first.
Again, and
also
not disregarding the
law.
No,
I have high regard for the law and the doctrine, but listen to the needs of people. It's serving the people. And I really like Pope Francis' line, smell like your sheep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Smell like the sheep, which means be there with the people. And ultimately, when I finish with an assignment, people really don't care how many new ministries I got going. You know what the key question is? Were you there when we needed you?
Absolutely.
That's the key.
You know, as you gave us the chronology and the history of the different parishes you were at, it was amazing to me that every parish, it wasn't just the parish, it was the pastor, the priests who are older than you that have helped mentor you. And I think, you know, the great priests like yourself that we have today were mentored by the wonderful priests in the past.
Yeah.
And that's something that needs to continue for our newly ordained priests as well, for the young guys who are ordained. They need to be taken under the wing of the priests like yourself that have great experience.
Maybe one way I can look at it, Frank, is when I was at Seymour of the Lake Mundelein Seminary, they at the seminary prepared me for priesthood, but all my assignments, the people have helped form me.
Absolutely.
So a seminary prepares you, but if you listen to the people you serve, they help form you. And I've received so much from people by way of love and affirmation, more than I've ever been able to give.
And you still ended up working in the ministry that you really had hoped to do.
That's it. If I had never seen a microphone for radio or television, you serve the people of God, but I've been very blessed in the Archdiocese to do radio and television. So instead of doing play-by-play for the Cubs or the White Sox, the Blackhawks or the Bulls, I'm doing God's play-by-play.
There you go. And it's been a huge part of your ministry. But tell us about what else have you found really personally gratifying at the different parishes that you've been at over all these years?
I think a couple of things. One is I'm very close with my family, so that has been a real source of joy for me, you know, spending time with family as best I can. Surrounded by some wonderful friends I've been blessed with that, you know, you step aside and, you know, people you can really just kind of let your hair down with. And but also, you know, I find very exciting is on a parish level is enabling people, saying that you are the body of Christ. You are the church. This is not my church. It is your church. Of course, it's the Lord's church. But somehow watching people grow in their faith and taking ownership of their ministries, because no one person has all the gifts, but all of us together are the body of Christ. So you enable people to say that we are the church, we are the body of Christ, and to make a difference with your life in the community and the wider community.
Okay, so being present, I think, for all the folks who you've interacted with, and it seems that the more love that you gave away, the more presence you gave away, the more it came back to you, the more that you felt like that helped to form your priesthood and what was important to you as a priest here in the Archdiocese of Chicago.
Absolutely. I think, you know, one thing, when you're in the seminary at Niles, at Mundelein Seminary, it's about a life of giving. But I can honestly say, Kim and Frank, I have received more love and affirmation from people more than I've been ever able to give. So I thank the Lord for the gift of the people of God from Chicago.
And we're thankful for you too, Father Greg. And we have to take a break here. We'll be back in a couple of minutes on Marriage and Family Matters on Relevant Radio Chicago.
Who am I? What does it mean to love? Why was I created? We'll address all of these great questions and more at Echo Chicago this June. Hello, I'm Dawn Fitzpatrick, Respect Life Director for the Archdiocese of Chicago. Echo Chicago is a Theology of the Body summer camp for teens and young adults. For the first time ever, the Archdiocese is partnering with Dumox Ministries to present a week of prayer, fun, and immersion in the teachings of St. Pope John Paul II. This exciting camp will take place at Benedictine University in Lisle, June 24th to the 30th. Registration is now open. Go to respectlifechicago.org or call 312-534-5355 for more information. That's respectlifechicago.org or call 312-534-5355. All of us feel an echo in our heart to explore God's original creation and His true purpose for us. Join us in June for Echo Chicago.
I'm Monsignor Mike Boland of Catholic Charities with an urgent message. Contact your elected officials today and insist that they work to pass a budget that can pay for social services. Our state social service network is quickly unraveling. Every day, agencies like Catholic Charities give critical help to our most vulnerable citizens. For 9 months, we have not been paid by the state for services they asked us to provide. Every 30 seconds, someone counts on Catholic Charities for help. Now we are counting on you to help us. Please contact your elected officials today and urge them to pass a budget that cares for the poor and most vulnerable in our communities. If you do not know who your elected officials are, call the State Board of Elections at 217-782-4141 and press 0 when prompted. You can also visit elections.il.gov and click on New District Official Search. Again, please call 217-782-4141 and press 0 when prompted. You can also visit elections.il.gov and click on New District Official Search. Thank you.
We're back with Marriage and Family Matters, talking with Father Greg Sakowitz, who will be the new pastor of Holy Name Cathedral in July. But Father Greg, as a pastor, one of the major initiatives that's going on here in the Archdiocese of Chicago is the Renew My Church initiative. Can you speak to that a little bit?
It's an initiative started by Archbishop Blaise Supich, and it's really looking into the future. Let me give you some numbers. When I was ordained in 79, so class of 79, ordained 31 men for the Archdiocese of Chicago, 28 of us were 26 years old, and one of my classmates, 27, 29, 31, that was the 31 men ordained, but 28 of us were 26. In the Archdiocese of Chicago today, in the entire Archdiocese, you have 20 priests between the age of 26 and 30, mm-hmm. in the whole Archdiocese.
Wow.
Number two, you have 171 priests in the Archdiocese today between the age of 60 and 70. I would be one of them, 63 years old. Of course, Frank, you're 63, and Kim is 39.
Yeah, right.
And so, but the 171 priests between the age of 60 and 70 in the year 2030, which is kind of the target date for the whole Renew My Church, all of us will be retired. Mm-hmm. So today you have about 650 active diocesan priests. In the year 2030, you'll have under 400 active diocesan priests, of which about 240 will be eligible to be pastors. Right now, you have in the Archdiocese 350 parishes, roughly. If you have 240 pastors available in 14 years from now, you better start looking at the numbers regarding the future because, like, for example, this May, we're ordaining 5 men to the priesthood for the Archdiocese, 5 wonderful young priests, and they're all young, but 5 instead of 25 or 35
right.
or
right,
45.
Right.
And so just from the numbers alone, now we talk about the body of Christ, it goes beyond clergy, and you have deacons, and you have involved laity, and DREs, and pastoral associates, all important. But just the Archdiocese of Chicago needs to be very proactive and not reactive regarding the numbers as we move forward.
As much as we hate to think about parishes closing or, you know, some of the different things, the different realities that have to be faced, I think it's wonderful that we're facing it and making plans and talking about it and letting laity know and letting people know that this is going to have to come and let's get some input and let's work together on this.
And it's not only, it's beside closing, consolidations, mm-hmm. you know, really nobody likes change. We
yes.
are creatures of habit. The great line is, the only person who really welcomes change is a wet baby. It's true.
So there's going to be a lot going on here in the Archdiocese, and the leadership, you know, Archbishop Supich, the pastors and the parishes are going to be on for helping the laity to understand mm-hmm. and to buy into these necessary changes. When you gave the numbers you just did, when there's 31 guys being ordained back in 79 compared to 5 guys, and then you think how many priests would be retiring. The numbers are simply demanding change.
I think I just heard this number, Frank, and that is, this is 2016, the class of 2016, 17, 18, or the next 3 years, but back it up to the class from the 70s who are retiring, you'll have about 90 priest retiring over the next 3 years? 90. And now, and we're not ordaining 90 men the next 3 years, so it's, they're not keeping up. And so it's not a put-down, it's just, you, those are the facts.
Those are the facts, and we have to adapt, and we have to figure out what we're going to do. And I, as a layperson, am really happy to, you know, to know about this and to be prepared and to have some of my input into
and
some
Kim,
of my
what,
ideas.
And, Kim, the Spirit is with us. And somehow, I remember Pope John the 23rd, who's now St. John the 23rd, was having a tough day with Vatican II and all the changes. And he was having a horrible day with the cardinals and bishops fighting about change or no change. And he went to bed one night and said, Lord, it's your church anyway. I'm going to bed. And it is. The Spirit is with us.
And it's something that we need to be aware of and prepare for. We don't want to just have parishes. We want to have parishes that are vital, that are alive, that are
it's about
ministering.
Mission.
Absolutely, that are mission-centered parishes. So, yeah, change does have to happen, and we're different than when the apostles were, you know, parishes or churches in the
home.
And
we'll keep evolving.
And we need to do that.
And something you said earlier on, you know, in the show, Father Greg, is how important older priests were as mentors to you. So you guys might think you're retiring, but you're going to hang around and help out these younger guys. So that
I have a feeling that
where
the age for retirement for a priest today is 70, my guess in the next few years might be bumped to 75. And it doesn't solve the problem.
No.
You know, because as we get older, it gets sometimes harder to serve, but that might be a change down the road.
Father Greg, we just have a couple of minutes, and I know you're going to be the new pastor at Holy Name Cathedral, which is a wonderful thing. What are your dreams or hopes at this point? And I know it's early, you're not even there yet, but any thoughts? I know you've talked with Monsignor Mayall.
And Dan Mayall has been phenomenal, been very gracious. I met with some staff members, school board people. And I think what's interesting is you're dealing not only with the parish, but it's a cathedral. And so how do you keep it vibrant as a parish? So, for example, Frank, if you and your family, Kim and family, belong to Holy Name Cathedral as parishioners, to keep that part active, but also the cathedral part, you're always welcoming thousands of people to make them feel very welcome at the same time. And it's also creating continuing adult faith formation to way to update our faith, but to say, this is your church, you are the body of Christ. But also technically, here's interesting, I just found out, is Archbishop Supich is the pastor, because cathedral from Latin means chair.
Cathedral chair.
The chair of the bishop. So he is technically the pastor, but he appoints a rector.
Oh, so you're rector.
I'm
okay.
Rector. But I think it simply said pastor, but by the technically it's
canonically.
Rector. Yeah.
So, you know, I don't think people often would think of Holy Name Cathedral as a missionary church, but in a lot of ways, it is missionary because you're seeing new people all the time.
Every parish is really about a mission.
And it should be,
exactly. It's a mission of Jesus, and to gather weekly around the table of the Lord, and Eucharist means giving thanks.
And with that, Father Greg, thanks so much for all you've done to with your work in the church and how much you've promoted the church, and we really wish you the best as you take on your new assignment at Holy Name.
Say a prayer for me. I'll keep you in prayer, Kim.
Oh, yeah.
And as we wrap up, any predictions for the Sox or Cubs this year?
I think the Cubs may go all the way, and the Sox will make the playoffs, too.
All right. Well, then you've heard it here. Father Greg wants to
And I'm
to
a
be.
Sox fan.
There you go. God bless you. So we'll talk to you again, and all the best at Holy Name Cathedral.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you, Kim. God bless you.
Join us every Monday through Friday at this time for the Catholic Community of Faith. You can stream our programs live or download past programs by going to our website, archchicago.org, and clicking on Radio TV.